Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 6th, 2006. And we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We come to you each weekday morning with these podcasts we prepare. We want to encourage people. Today's message is titled, Some Love Darkness. Actually, I use two scripture portions, Mark 5, verse 17, and John 3, verse 19, which Brooksine will read.
Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave the region. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
I tend to be a very spontaneous type person. Sometimes this works out, other times it really doesn't. And any who have had me as a pastor probably recall instances of both. One time that really worked out great was when I opened the service by having the entire church sing the old children's song, This Little Light of Mine, Motions and All. My, did they sing out, and no one seemed to feel so dignified that they didn't enter right in. It was an enjoyable sight. I hope that you let His light shine through your life today. Our portion of light may be little, but all together we make a difference.
The evidence of the spreading spiritual darkness abounds. God's design and revealed ways continue to be ignored, violated, and tampered with. And this leads to chaos and destruction. Sometimes it seems I can practically hear Satan's hideous laughter, since he delights in destruction, as indicated in John 10:10.
The daily verse ends a section that deals with one of the most remarkable and dramatic deliverances Jesus accomplished, that of the Gerasene demoniac. More detail is given to this deliverance than any other in Scripture, with each of the synoptic Gospels recording it. You can read the full account in Mark 5, 1-20, and I would encourage you to do so.
But all are not joyful when the Lord of the universe comes in and cleans house. The pig owners lost a great source of wealth, the chain maker a steady repeat customer, and the village novelty was now dressed and in his right mind. Those who had benefited from this man's possession were afraid. Life had been interrupted, and little regard was apparently given for the man who had been delivered from years of demon possession. The daily verse is so indicative of the reaction of those lost in darkness. For it reads, Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region.
This happens today as well. For most, the miracle of salvation is not as outwardly dramatic as that of the demoniac's deliverance. But inwardly, genuine regeneration is every bit as miraculous. Genuine conversion has many consequences. Smokey's Bar loses a steady customer. The gambling casino has one less patron to be entertained. The vile pornographic industry loses a great source of profit.
The world has one more little light to remind them of how dark the darkness really is. To those profiting in darkness, that's rather scary. Those most accustomed to darkness don't want light. A powerful scripture that teaches this is in John 3:19, and it reads, This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Today, as then, many unregenerate people continue to plead with Jesus to leave.
Well, Jesus did move on, and the redeemed man wanted to go with him, but Jesus told him to stay and spread the message. And he did so. Today, redeemed people all over the world continue to share the message. And many still don't want to hear it. They'll still plead to those walking in the light, leave and take your Jesus with you. But until we are called home, let us remain obedient to Christ and keep letting our light shine.
Let's pray. Jesus, you never asked me to change the hearts of those walking in darkness, but you did declare that I am to let my light shine so that others will see your work in my life and glorify my Father in heaven. Lord Jesus, may the work of my hands and the words that flow from my lips be expressions of your indwelling light that guides me day after day. I desire, along with the multitudes of other believers, to be a sunbeam shattering the prevailing darkness as I walk circumspectly in the ways of the Lord. Amen.
Amen, and may that be the case for all of us. Well, it's a joy to share with you. It's had a lot of rain here in our parts, but it looks like a pretty beautiful day today. There are several additional resources on the website today. We are at www.dailyencouragement.net. Referred in the beginning to a song, This Little Light of Mine. And I'm sure so many of you recall singing that. Maybe you still do. Maybe you're going to sing it this Sunday in church, just like we did sometime back when I referred to it in the message. I do have an audio version that I found. There are many on the web, but this is by a group of Romanian Christians that are now here in the U.S. Oh my, do they sing with enthusiasm. Turn up your volume when you hear this if you can, and be prepared to smile. And if you can do so, sing right along. Also, speaking of old songs, as I read Brooksine's prayer, she reads my work and edits it, and I will read her prayer and often have no need to edit it. Actually, she spends a lot of time on that prayer each day, and she referred to a sunbeam. That reminds me of an old song, Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. I wonder if anybody else remembers that one. I haven't heard it for years, it seems. On a more contemporary level, I again am reminded of a great song written in the last 10 or 15 years, I would think, by Graham Kendrick, and I have an audio file up called Shine, Jesus Shine. Actually, I had the very same song up last week for a message, but it just goes again today. I do have a photo up on the site. I plan to put one up anyway. I hope it works out, of a sunset I took in over Green Bay this last Saturday night when we were up there for our family reunion. Sunsets and sunrises are a great reminder of the persistency of light. May we be persistent in our role as being light for Christ. Have a blessed day. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.